Hey teacher, before we start today's episode, I wanted to let you know about my free webinar happening on the 9th of May. If you've been struggling to promote yourself, if you feel like you still have to chase clients and find them, and it's been a struggle and you can't find your own consistency on social media, then this webinar is for you. It's called How to Become a Booked Out Language Teacher, and I'm going to teach you in a very simple way what marketing actually is about and how to create your own way of being consistent and visible so that clients find you and you don't have to chase them. I hope you will come and hope to see you there. The link to sign up is in my show notes. It's completely free. So literally a no-brainer. See you there.
Hi, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there is literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world, because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Hey, 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 teacher, and welcome to another episode. I just thought that I kind of have to talk about this. I have to talk about conversation classes and book clubs at some point, because so many of my clients want to open them, run them, and there is a little bit of, I would say, a legend around running those type of classes. So I'm assuming that you, if you're considering running a conversation or a group class or a book club, that you're at a stage where you perhaps have quite a steady flow of one-to-one clients. Maybe you're sometimes like thinking that maybe you could teach less, or maybe you're thinking that by running some sort of a group program, you might start making more. So there might be a lot of different motivators. By the way, if there is something else motivating you to start thinking about a conversation club or a book club or something like that, please let me know, because I would like to find out. So when we look at the whole concept, when we think about running such a club, I am not surprised that it's such an appealing idea for many teachers, right? We absolutely love talking about things that make us tick, right? And very often for teachers, books are something that make us tick. It might also be something else. Like, don't get me wrong, when I say a book club, I also mean any other club where you pick a topic, let's say monthly, and you talk about something. So I would say that the idea, the concept is a conversation class around something, right? So it could be a book, it could be a film, it could be a podcast, it could be anything, right? And I've heard so many people have that idea. And I think it's fantastic. I think that the fact that you want to try something new, that it might be even a big experiment in your business, it might be something where you feel like, oh my God, this would be really exciting to try out and collect a group of people that would probably be genuinely aligned with you as a person. Because if you feel like you would want to run something like that, then if you attracted people who would want to do it with you, then, oh my God, they are the ideal clients, right? So no wonder, right? And in theory, it is such a fantastic idea. Like, people get to read something that is authentic. They are not doing things from the workbook, from the course book. They are actually watching something, they're reading something and just exchanging thoughts. And if in the meantime they get to improve their language skills, oh my God, what more can you ask for, right? So There are definitely lots of benefits to it. But as always, you know me, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the practicality of it. I don't want to discourage you in absolutely no way. However, you need to know of a few caveats. Running a book club may sound, or a conversation class, may sound like a wonderful idea because you may have noticed that your one-to-one clients, that they have this tendency, and I think a lot of people will agree here, that they have this tendency that, okay, they come to class, they have the weekly meetings with you, maybe even twice a week, but then in between classes, then they don't really do much, right? So you might think, oh, I'm going to start a conversation club so they get to do something. I've even suggested it to some of my one-to-one clients that, hey, so what if you open something like that? But again, there needs to be a little bit more strategic thinking behind it. Because I would say that if you don't think about where it might lead in the future and what the role of such a club is for you in and your business and your clients, then it might become a little bit of a minefield. So let's start with what would be the role of such a club in your business, right? If you want to create a space where people get to meet, talk more, because, and maybe even network, right? I think that's a really good idea. It also raises the value of your one-to-one classes. So if you organize something like that for free, where all your one-to-one clients can come and can converse with each other, brilliant. But the thing that needs to happen before that is that you actually have people that you teach that are quite similar and that they at least have some things in common to talk about, right? You cannot suddenly open a conversation class for people at different, completely different ages and completely different interests. So there needs to be something in common, right? So that's one. So I would say that it makes sense when you've already established some sort of a niche in your business, right? Another thing is, if you wanted to charge for it, if you wanted it to become your group offer, right, then I would probably pause and think about it a bit more strategically, because that becomes a bit complicated. If you're at a stage of your business where you might be thinking that one-to-ones are just not enough, that you're working too much and you would have to work more if you wanted to make more, because, you know, that's the nature of one-to-ones, and you want to add the group offerings to that, I would advise against opening a conversation or a book club. And here is why. Conversations or book clubs sound like a fantastic idea for us, for teachers. We know what's brilliant about them. We know that this kind of space for people to meet and talk is brilliant, but we don't realize one thing. Very often, I'm not trying to generalize, I'm not saying that it's like that all the time, but I hope that you trust me enough to believe me when I say that very often people that may want to take part in that are a little bit less excited. So while they may be super excited at the beginning, they often lose interest way sooner than we anticipate. So while there is nothing wrong with running this class, it may not be sustainable. It may be something that will be very, very hard for you to maintain. And what it may lead to, and I've seen this happen in my clients, that they open something like that. There are people interested. There are people who want to pay for it. But then maintaining interest and excitement becomes a burden, because people, while, you know, the benefits are kind of obvious, like, you know, you just need to work on your language quite regularly to see the results, right? We all know that. Very often, people are not ready to do it. And while we kind of, yeah, but we kind of think, yeah, but they kind of have to, right? We do not really allow for their life to be the factor, right? So while it may be a better suited idea for certain people, so like people who are a little bit less busy, who don't have professional lives, but then when you think about it, everybody is busy. Everybody has a professional life. And let's be honest, then in that case, a book club or a conversation class without a clear outcome is not a priority, okay? And not everything has to be urgent. And some people may want to do things just out of pleasure, just because, right? I would say that from a business perspective, this is very tricky, okay? So if you are thinking very seriously about adding a group offering and about a more sustainable way to make money, because definitely group offerings are a more sustainable way to make money as a teacher, I would not make it group book club or a conversation class. So one reason is that kind of priority situation, people not being as excited as we are. There is another side as well. Another side is book clubs and conversation classes might be more difficult to sell. It's much more difficult to explain to someone the things that are kind of obvious to us. It's much more complicated to show clear benefits. And let's be honest, even if you work with people who are genuinely excited about lessons, who are language nerdy, who are like lovely people to work with, let's be honest, at their whole life doesn't revolve around language. Their whole life is not focused very often on achieving their language goals. They have other things that they want to achieve in life, especially if they're professionals, especially if they have other commitments in life, you know? So I would say that while the idea is brilliant and people might even say it's brilliant, right? They will start dropping out. It will be hard to keep them and it will be hard to sell it as an idea. So you might see it as a bit of a confusing thing, because if you do some market research, if you are familiar with the concept of market research, people might start saying, oh yes, brilliant idea. And then what might happen, and it's again from my experience, what happens is that people come to 1, 2, 3 classes and then they start dropping out. And this is really, really hard. This is really hard for you, because then, oh, you start thinking, what am I doing wrong? You might start adding things, and it's not that. It's just the whole concept is good, but it has its limitations. And the limitations are that there is only so much that a conversation club or a book club can do. And I don't think it should be the priority, primary focus in your business. I'm being very, very honest here, okay? So what's the alternative? Should you not run conversation classes or book clubs or things like that at all? Absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying. I think that you should work towards being able to run classes that bring you joy. So to be perfectly honest with you, even in my coaching business, I have been toying with the idea of running a book club for teachers, right? And now that you're listening to it, you might even think, oh my God, I would totally do it. But then I have talked to other entrepreneurs who have done the same thing, people who are very much involved into the like personal development stuff and things like that. And while the interest at the beginning was always high, because like, you know, I tend to attract people who are interested in similar things to me, the commitment is too big. It stops being a priority. And that's okay. And that's why I never really, like, I haven't even done it yet, but I find it hard to carve out time still to create something like that, because it will be either free or something low cost, because the results, the outcomes are not that tangible. So the alternative is, and this is something that I want you to really consider, I want you to think about your business in this way. I really think that you can run whatever you want in your business, but once you set the foundations that give you enough money and enough freedom and enough sustainability to be able to do so. So what I would do is, if I were you, is I would set a proper, very steady flow of either one-to-one students and work the amount of hours that you want to work. So not any sort of 25, 30 or even more hours a week, but set your prices, build your packages, I don't know, do the foundations, find your niche so that you work the amount of hours that you want. Then start thinking about a group program that will attract people who will be able to pay more. And then when all those foundations are in place, I mean, I guess a group class is not really a foundation. It's the next step, it's the scaling step, so that you've got space and time to run passion projects. So I would say that a conversation class or a book club is more like a passion project. And while, again, if you're listening to this and if you've run a successful conversation club or a book club, you may not see it as a passion project. Maybe it's a super profitable thing. I am not saying that's impossible. Again, I don't like things to be either this or that. It's absolutely not my attitude here. But again, from my experience, from conversations, from observations, it tends to be a bit of a trap. So why don't we first focus on building a business that is sustainable, brings the money monthly that we want to make to feel safe rather than running passion projects. So I have now established a mindset in my business, and it's a very entrepreneurial mindset of, okay, there are things that I kind of compromise on. So for example, my Rocket program, it has a very clear curriculum. Both of my Rocket programs have a very clear curriculum. And this kind of is a little bit of a in a disagreement with what I believe in, because I believe in freedom and I sometimes want to give freedom to people, but it makes it easier for me to show the benefits of that program to people. It makes it easier for people to take action, and it makes it easier for me to manage. And thanks to all of that, I am now able to focus on things that are more like charity work or passion kind of focused things. I wouldn't have been able to do it before, or to be honest, I did try, but it was so difficult and it was making everything else so unsustainable that I had to stop. So I really encourage you to think about your business as something that will allow you to do the things that you love, such as a lovely book club, a film club, or something like that, when other things are working the way you want them to work. They will never work perfectly. Don't get me wrong. Like, don't spend 10 years building and only then open a book club. But at least think about it strategically, okay? So this is basically all I've got to say. And if you're ready, if you're thinking about group programs, a book club, a conversation club, I would absolutely love to hear from you, because you're definitely a great kind of candidate for the Rocket Accelerator program. You are definitely a person I want to hear from, because I want to help you basically. And I would want to find out what else you are considering. So by you, I mean a person who is kind of like ready to go a bit beyond one-to-ones, ready to scale, ready to do more things. So if you are that person, please do reach out. And obviously, as always, I do have things in store for you. There are plenty of ways in which I can help. And I'm hoping we can have this conversation going, because I am a firm believer that if there is something that you want to do, there is whatever you feel like, whatever feels good, whether it is like recording videos, whether it is putting out Instagram content. Like, in some episodes of my podcast, I seem to be bashing some ideas because I get passionate about like their ineffectiveness or their like maybe even moral kind of aspect, right? But remember that in your business, you get to set the rules. So if you want to do things completely bloody against me, go and do it. Go and do it. I respect every decision. And I think that the most important thing about building a business is that it gives you freedom. And that includes freedom of doing whatever you bloody want. Okay. But if you find it useful, if you find what I say quite reasonable, then yeah, I think I do have enough of expertise and experience to say that book clubs, conversation classes might be something that you may want to consider doing a little bit later when you've got the foundations right, when you've got your bread and butter from your business, when it's bringing money that you're at least kind of satisfied on a decent level with. Okay. All righty. That's it. That's enough of my rambling for today. Hope you've enjoyed this, and I will speak to you in another episode. See you then. You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it, and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.